My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Moises Ortolaza, Moises Ortolaza. He was seen on October 24th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage four, which has remained stable with BUN of 34 from 26, creatinine of 2.7 from 2.2, and a GFR of 24 from 29. There is no evidence of selective proteinuria. However, there is trace non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 398 milligrams, period. The urinary sediments are clear of activities, period, and he denies any urinary symptoms, period. He is euvolemic. We will continue to monitor with laboratory workups, period. Next line, iron deficiency without anemia. The patient has an HNH of 11.8 and 37.4%. However, his iron saturation is 10%. He states he is unable to take iron supplements orally due to intolerance and past complications with the iron tablets, period. We will refer him to the Florida Cancer Center for IV iron infusion and close monitoring of his iron levels, period. He denies any problems with his bowel movements, period. Next line, proteinuria, as per number one, we will monitor for now. Unfortunately, due to the advanced kidney disease, we are unable to start him on Farxiga or Kerendia, but we will monitor for now. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained stable with A1C of 5.1%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, elevated PTH of 124. We recommend vitamin D3 supplementation, 5,000 units daily for the elevated PTH, as well as vitamin D 25 of 17, period. We will continue to monitor the PTH levels, and we'll consider alternate treatment with either calcitriol or apart if it continues to elevate. We will order vitamin D 125 and mineral bone disease workup for the next visit. Next line, vitamin D deficiency as per above. Vitamin D level of 17 noted. We will order vitamin D 25 as well as vitamin D 125 for further evaluation. We started vitamin D3 supplementation, 5,000 units daily. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.1. He is currently taking allopurinol. We advise him to continue doing so. Period. We also advise him to decrease his intake of animal protein and foods that are high in purine. Period. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is stable with replacement therapy. His recent thyroid panel is within normal limits. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained very stable with recent blood pressure of 126 over 67. He is euvolemic. Next line, obesity with BMI of 38. He weighs 246 pounds and has gained 11 pounds since the last visit. We encourage him to consume a diet, a plant-based diet, devoid of animal proteins, and to increase his physical activities, period. We also encourage him to decrease his overall fluid intake to about 40 to 50 ounces in 24 hours and decrease his sodium intake to about 2 grams in 24 hours. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable on the current regimen. Next line, CHF, continue with the current regimen and follow with the cardiologist. We will reevaluate this case and three months with laboratory workup. End.